Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box by exposing you to global thought leaders, change agents, and legacy builders across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate in truth, transparency, and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. And Define Your Path podcast is no different. It all starts in the mind. Will you be the captain or the crew? Today's spotlight, I'm so excited, is with Inez Bracey. Inez is a health, wellness, and weight loss coach and a lover of life and travel. She enjoys healthy living in mind, body, and spirit. She partners with you to get healthy and or stay healthy. While traveling abroad, she discovered that people are more similar than dissimilar. Most want to live well, free, joyful, healthy, and experience love. As a health, wellness, and weight loss coach, Inez partners with seniors, business owners, entrepreneurs, self-employed, and professionals on creating their lifestyle of healthy living mentally, physically, and spiritually using sleep, nutrition, and exercise, which we could all use. Working with Inez, clients discover new and different ways of sleeping, exercising, eating, and socializing, supporting them in living their best, healthy, fulfilled life. She shares practical, easy strategies focused on making one simple change that you know you can continue. Clients notice that they have more energy to work their business and enjoy life fully. If you're looking for a proven professional, you have come to the right place. Inez can guide you to address your sleep, exercise, and nutrition habits. She works with you to design a plan that ensures you get healthy and stay healthy. My question to you and her question to you, will you join Inez in healthy living? Inez, welcome to the show. So happy to have you.
Thank you so much. I am thrilled to be here.
Wonderful. So let's jump right in. So we look forward to hearing your story and how you faced your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and soul purpose. So in our podcast, we like to keep it simple for our guests. It's all about you. So we ask two questions. How have you defined your path and how do you want to help others define theirs? And then we just flow between those two questions. Sound like a plan?
It sounds like an awesome plan.
Awesome. Okay, sis, the spotlight is yours.
Thank you so much, Dr. V. I am thrilled to be on Define Your Path because I know for sure that when we decide that we are deserving, that we are worthy, let me change we to I. To I am deserving.
Yes.
I am worthy. And it makes all the difference in our world.
Absolutely.
How I define my path is years ago, I grew up in as a sharecropper's daughter. This is going to be very brief. And I also, but my family always, they valued education. And because they valued education, you better not make me have to come up to that school. And only one of us, there were seven of us, and only one of us, my mom had to come up to the school for the baby girl. That's out of six of the rest of us, we knew better. So knowing that education was important, we all strived and we all got educated. And as I was getting educated, I thought about what did I really want to be, do, and have? And having my biology teacher in 10th grade, now this is going to sound really crazy. We were teaching about the fly. The fly has compound eyes. Mm-hmm. And what really stuck with me was, what if the fly didn't have compound eyes? How would he land in a center of a glass of milk if he didn't have compound eyes? So I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to be a scientist because that is really cool.
That is pretty cool.
And for me, it was really cool. For some people, it's like, so what? So I went away and I got my degree in biology. And while I was in school, I met people from all walks of life, which gave me the opportunity to really figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And I always knew that I wanted to travel, that I wanted to teach, and I also wanted to work with people at their level and take them and help them, support them, and facilitate them in getting to love themselves so much that no matter where they were, they would always know that they were okay. And that's my path.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful and unusual, because most people are so focused, particularly when they go to school, they're so focused on everything else, right? And they're just following the curriculum. What was it in you that, besides the fly, which I love that, besides that fly that, you know, that helped you just be so clear?
Just the fact that if a fly has a compound eye and we don't, then why is it that we don't use the one single vision that we have to focus on the desires of our heart? See, I wasn't looking at my eyes now. I'm looking at my vision.
Yeah.
And as I'm thinking about that, what vision would I have? I used to want to be a ballet dancer. We couldn't afford it. So I'd walk through the house on my toes, and sometimes Daddy would lift me up and bring me down. So, and then I wanted to travel, so I got that done. But everything that I envisioned, because my uncles and my grandfather, they were just avid readers. And every 90 days, they would bring us this big stack of books in a box. And no matter what was in that box, we could read it. And in reading those books, I found that travel is for anyone who desires to do it. How am I going to do it now? I'm 10 or 12 years old and I'm reading this book and people are in Spain or Italy and they're sitting out at night and they're having red wine. So one of my things was to learn how to drink red wine as well. Because if I'm going to sit out on this patio in Spain or Italy with these people from all over the world, I got to be able to drink red wine. And it was, and when I look back on my life, it's almost like my path was driven.
Yes.
And because of that, I know that I'm still on my path and I'm still defining my path as I go along, because things change. And as things change, I change. But how am I really envisioning my change and allowing it to present itself to me so that I can continue to move forward? Now, one big change that happened in 2005, I was a teacher. I was also a labor relations consultant. And my last job was labor relations. And it's interesting because I love, love, love working with my members. It was so amazing. I kept so many and helped keep their jobs and all of that. But then it got to the point where the office culture changed. And when the office culture changed, I said, wait a minute, I didn't come here for this.
You're telling my story.
And so, I really wanted, because I loved what I was doing. In the meantime, though, I had gotten certified as a life coach, which was great because using those skills, I could work with my members even better. And one day it was like, I don't want to go to work. What really got me to really leave that place was we had gone on vacation to Jamaica, my sisters and I. And we came back, it was time for me to go to work, and I could not get out of bed. I just could not, and that had never happened to me before. I had to talk to my muscles and my head to lift off the pillow.
Wow.
And finally, I was able to get up, and I said, let me call the doctor. So I went to the doctor, and he says, well, I'll just give you a couple of days off. And at that time, I had been living a long time in South Florida, so I said, you know what? I am going to take these 2 days and I'm going to go down to see the doctor that knows me. So I drove down and I went in to see Dr. Weiss. Oh, you're here. Gives me this big hug. And he did my vitals. He's sitting in front of me and he looks me straight in the eye and he says, Inez, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you do.
Wow.
And when you fix it, you will be okay. doctor turned himself around off the stool and started to the door. And I said, Dr. Weiss, where is my prescription? He says, I just gave it to you, and walked out the door.
Wow.
I thought I was going to get some kind of a pill.
Yes.
And I am eternally grateful that he knew me well enough not to give me a pill. Wow. All the way back 2.5 hours, I'm crying. I got to pull over and get off the road and all of that. Mm-hmm. He gave me 2 weeks off. And during that 2 weeks, I made the decision that no matter what, I would not go back into that place. So I resigned. And it was almost like a 1,000-pound gorilla was lifted off me after I resigned, because now I felt free. But what I didn't tell you is this. A month before I quit my job, I signed a mortgage on a new house that I had just built. And I said, I don't. And then I called my sisters and told them that I had quit my job. They didn't know. So they each asked me, what are you going to do now? I said, well, I'm going to decide. But right now, I know I can live for 2 years. After that, we will see. And it's been great ever since. Hasn't been a bed of roses. Hasn't always been the easiest path. But I would not change this path for anything.
Inez, I am sitting over here with cold chills, literally from head to toe, because it sounded like you were telling my story. And so I'm not going to go down that road, but I also left human resources for similar reasons. So I feel and understand your story. And so many of the people who are listening to this podcast who have also taken that huge leap of faith, you know, can certainly relate. Sis, you said so much in that, there's so much to unpack. So I want to go back to, before we talk about, you know, how do you help others define their path? You talked about something that is key, and just the fact that, you know, your father, and I believe it was your uncle who helped, who were avid readers and who brought books to you, and just how reading opened up your mind. You know, that's something that we've lost, you know, and I think going through, a lot of us who go through the educational process, I mean, we have to read and study so much, you know, it comes to a point where we're like, I don't want to read another book. But just by reading and diversifying the reading, it sounds like that is what helped you at a young age start to already think without a box, you know, these box that, you know, that society and life puts us into. Would you agree with that? Or
I would totally agree with that. Now that you mention it, because some of the books were scientific, and the one that I remember most was just a little book, but it was called Sexology. And my mom let us read that too. Dad let us read it too. I mean,
well, all right, mom.
Everything. So, yeah, so it was very diverse. Yeah. It really was.
Brilliant. So then, I mean, so it was full speed ahead, no looking back. And just how you kept transitioning in that faith. It sounds like you had a source, you know, outside of yourself, or that soul calling. You heard your soul call, you know, before most of us wake up and hear it to follow our soul purpose. Do you think that also helped with you, without giving you leading questions? But
well, of course, yeah, it did help. Yes, it did help. It helped me quite a bit, because one of the things, when I finally did travel for 2 years over, you know, out of the country, I found that people were drawn to me. And I realized later on they were drawn to me because of the confidence that I have and the love that I have for myself. Mm-hmm. And knowing that no matter where in the world I am always protected. I'm always taken care of. Mm-hmm. And during that journey, no matter Bali, Fiji, wherever I was, I would meet people that I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. And so I decided that whenever I was going from one country to another, especially when I was in Southeast Asia, I said, well, I'll either take the train, the bus, something, so that I'm no longer flying over, but I can really get to know people. And that in itself was awesome. It was just beautiful. Yeah. Knowing, see, let me tell you something that's different. Belief is different than knowing. Beliefs change over time. And I'm sure you can agree with this. Yes. You've had some beliefs that just don't support you anymore.
Yes.
And when they don't support you anymore, don't just keep bringing them to the present. Let them go.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop trying to make it work. Let it go. And step into the knowing that releases you from having to believe something that no longer supports you. Wow. And I have stepped into knowing that no matter where I am supported, and I will always be taken care of. When you get that energy, nothing will stop you from following your path and your dream, because that force is so, you just got to,
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Now that was a divine download right there. There's a difference between belief and knowing. Thank you for that. Oh my gosh. That was so poignant and just so clear. I mean, and it seems like kind of common sense, but the way you just broke that down, that was beautiful. I've never heard anyone say that before like that. That was just, thank you, because that hit home for me. So now let's talk about how you help others define their path. We talked about a little bit in your bio, but what does that look like?
It looks like the most beautiful idea that you could ever create in your mind of yourself. The most precious idea that you have of yourself. Even though you have that beautiful idea, it's precious. Sometimes, too often, I should say, we allow somebody else to derail us from that beautiful idea and tell us, no, you can't do that or you can't do this. When I work with my clients, first of all, I work with them on getting to love themselves so over the top intimately that whatever anybody says, if it supports them, if they agree or not agree, they can agree not to to disagree. It's okay. Because they know that they know that they know. This is who I be. And I intentionally, Dr. B, say I be. Because being you, yourself, I, is different than roles that we play all the time.
Absolutely.
And because it tells you within yourself, I am comfortable in my skin. So when I start working with them, they are not comfortable in their skin. So I have them go to a high-end store, if they can find one now, and purchase the most expensive thing that their money can buy. And they put it on. And at first, they like it, but they're thinking about the cost. And when they're thinking about the cost, it doesn't feel so good. But once they keep putting it on and putting it on, oh my God. Now that's how they begin to love themselves. So they're pulling back one layer at a time of this onion so that they can get to the core and know that I am love. And when we know that I am love, now we can start working on loving yourself so that we can release these pounds that kind of snuck up on you over the last 20 years. We can start exercising. We can start hydrating. And my whole thing is the trifecta of health is sleep, nutrition, and exercise. All of that, it will encompass every other part of the wheel, your relationships and everything else. And the very top one, if I were to divide them up, is sleeping. Because during your sleep time and giving yourself enough time to sleep gives you the opportunity for your body to refuel, rebuild, and release all that stuck energy that's been trying to get out and you didn't let it go.
So true. You know, when I left just the rat race of the workplace and, you know, and started to really focus on my health and wellness, sleep. You are absolutely right. Sleep, it's the key to just all of that, to the energy, the flow of life, you know, but we don't get enough sleep, you know, and then like, I was just fussing at myself the other day because, you know, I was taking my phone to bed and, you know, trying to catch up on emails, that sort of thing. But just to put all that down, turn off the TV and just sleep. It just refuels you. It re-energizes you. It helps the mind, you know, the body and the soul. Yeah, that's so beautiful. So you work with anyone who comes to you, right?
Correct.
Do you do in-person sessions or do you have online sessions?
I do Zoom sessions like this. Okay. I do group sessions as well. And if they want me to fly to them and all of that, we can do in-person sessions. Now that everything has opened up again, and I have clients in many countries.
Awesome. So you're available. She's available. We're going to tell you in a second how to connect with Inez, but we're not quite done yet. So you are now following your passion. You know, you're walking in your purpose. What would you say to others who are looking to, you know, define their path, who are looking to leave the workplace?
Be very sure before you make any of those decisions that's going to cut off your paycheck if you're working for somebody. One of the things that I would suggest is to decide before you leave, what will I do when I leave? Mm-hmm. What makes my heart sing? What makes me want to jump out of bed dancing? What makes me just love myself so much? So whatever a hobby is, whatever it is, see how you can turn this hobby into money. Dr. V is good at helping you with that, just so you know.
I appreciate that plug.
And so as you are doing that, now you get to start however you want to, slowly, big, however. And I've been an entrepreneur most all my life because I was always selling something to somebody. Mm-hmm. And creating all these different businesses. When I look back on, it's like, wow. So what you do, you start that way. I don't advise anybody, unless you just cannot, go back into your workplace again to leave the way that I did and Dr. V left. But you do get to make the decision that I have to provide for myself, my family, or just for me. And because of that, I'm going to figure this out in a way that's going to be easy when I leave. I can step into it and go on my path.
Excellent advice. I want to play a little bit longer on something you just said about you've been selling something all your life, because I think a lot of people are afraid about stepping out into the quote unquote unknown, and they have not processed that they've been in beta all their life or a large majority of their life. Yeah. Doing these things, these sorts of things, and or building these skill sets that are needed for the entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah. Yeah. And selling can be, I know I started it. I remember back in the 80s when women could not get cotton underwear and everybody was getting all these different, whatever, infections. Mm-hmm. So I started my own underwear company, Cotton. Mm. And when I look back on it, I took my house and turned it into a sweatshop. That was one of my jobs. And I mean, that was one of the things that I created. And it went very, very well. And then I guess the other people figured out they might ought to do something. So they, you know, mm-hmm. But that was good. It was a good time.
That was brilliant. But you're absolutely right. The key is in finding and revealing that passion. But, you know, until we get quiet with ourselves and we find whatever source of meditation works for us, whether that's journaling or, it could be soaking in a tub. That's one of the things I love to do. And just things, ideas, clarity comes to me. But, you know, it's just stopping that noise of life that keeps us in those boxes, or that tries to place us in those boxes, that really, you know, where you can start to discover and or rediscover likely the passion, you know, and that soul purpose, which is, you know, in what I have found to be has been in the passion, is birthed from the passion.
I agree.
Yeah,
I totally agree. One thing that I'd like me to say is real quick.
Yeah.
Create routines. Mm-hmm. Create a morning routine. Mm-hmm. An evening routine. Because when we have routines, I know for me, it keeps me on track. Mm-hmm. If I get off my, especially during the first 5 days, the 5 days of the week, if I get off track, it's like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do now? I don't move the same. So mm-hmm. when I know that I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, and then in the evening, I'm going to do 7, 8, 9, that is perfect for me. So create routines that support you in living your best life and staying on purpose. And if you're not on purpose, get on purpose.
And you know what? I could not have ended that a better way. Ines, thank you. Thank you so much for being our spotlight today. Isn't she awesome?
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Absolutely, sis. And I look forward to just talking with you more and just collaborating more. And I know the audience will be sure to follow you. So make sure you follow Ines on social media. But please tell them, how can they connect with you?
They can connect with me on Facebook at Ines Bracey.
Okay.
They can connect with me at inezbracey.com, and they can email me at inez@inezbracey.com.
Okay, awesome. So you may also read Ines Bracey's full bio, and that's Bracey, B-R-A-C-Y, her full bio on the platform for Define Your Path podcast. So be sure to check it out, and be sure to visit our virtual home to see what we're up to at definingpaths.online. It's an awful lot.
Yes, it is.
I'm Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path. See you on our next episode. Thanks so much for watching.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.